From the Clark Ford Studio in Oxford, Mississippi, MBW Digital proudly presents the Oxford Exxon Podcast.
I'd say thanks for tuning in, but why am I going to give you a round of applause for something that you're supposed to do, to be frank?
And now, here are your hosts, Chase Palm.
And broadcast school has really paid off.
And Neil McCready.
I deserve to be on TV.
Welcome in to this Thursday edition of the Oxford Exxon Podcast. Chase Palm, Neil McCready, Clark Ford Studio. You really didn't need a headline today. You had a decent idea what we would talk about. As Lane put the bait on the hook on Tuesday, Jimbo certainly grabbed it on Wednesday, and here we are.
I was almost disappointed because I was at the gym yesterday. Carson and I went to work out after he got through a soccer practice, and I saw your tweet about Rocky, and I was like, oh, we're going to do a Rocky show.
I mean, we can do a Rocky show. We would love that today.
I was like, okay, I need to refresh my memory a little bit on Clubber Lang, a little bit on Apollo. And then I found out, no, you were, that was a...
Just playing with Jimbo. Yeah.
I thought, that, I realized well, you were, it was a parable.
I've had several people that have been frustrated that because they thought like it was like a huge guest or something today. It was like, no, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm just playing. Like, no, like, whatever. Like, today's not the day for a guest, frankly. Like,
well, I mean, I thought for a minute maybe.
Today we're going to talk to Chris Dortch when Blue Ribbon Yearbook. No, like, I don't know.
I thought maybe today you were going to get your buddy Ross on the show. And
okay.
We could head down memory lane, talk about stuff.
He declined an interview recently. I tried.
I bet he did.
I tried. It's not about this. Something else. I inquired about an interview. He politely declined said interview.
Yeah.
Probably would definitely decline it today.
You think?
It almost makes you like for sport, like when to send something to their SID and go, hey, just send over a request. Like, just, yeah. We'd like him on the podcast today. He got a minute.
They're pretty serious though. They don't necessarily play along with jokes.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll get there in a minute. Podcast brought to you today by the Oxford Exxon, Highway 6 West in Oxford. Still trying to give you $10. All you got to do is head to the pump, take a picture of the QR code, and you're automatically given 1,000 points. 1,000 points equals $10, including the tank you are filling up at the time. Any Blue Sky location in Mississippi. Lunch specials, $5.69, two sides, bread, 32-ounce drink, and more. And again, coming to you from the Clark Ford studio.
We are Clark Ford's in Amory, Mississippi, 662-257-1900. Call that number. Ask for my buddy Corey Clark. Tell Corey what Ford product you're looking for. He'll send you a quote within 15 minutes in business hours. It's really that simple. You get your quote, shop it around if you like, or you can do what I've done, what I recommend that you do. Let's hop into a Clark Ford today. Listen, you'll love the product, but you really love the service. Corey goes out of his way. Laura's Clark Ford has an issue. It's been sitting in Amory for a few days because parts and supply chains. You may have heard there was a pandemic and supply chain issues are abundant. She's had a loner. Yesterday, she hit a deer with said loner.
It sounded like that's what happened when you and I were on the phone and you had to go.
So I called Corey. Everything was good. Just it's always nice to be able to communicate with people that you are doing business with. People at Clark Ford will be that way for you as well. 662-257-1900. 662-257-1900. Our guest sadly does not include Ross Bjork today. Guest, join us on the Rafters Music and Food Hotline. Rafters Music and Food on the Square in Oxford. Be a great place to grab a burger, a po' boy. Be a great place to get appetizers, great beer selection, full bar, the whole deal there at Rafters Music and Food on the Square in Oxford and also in New Albany.
So, good bit to unpack. There's really no current events. I was going to say, is there anything I hit, but no.
I mean, the only thing is Deshaun Ruffin tore his ACL.
Sorry, there is that. Yeah.
Deshaun tore his ACL.
Are you not surprised because we saw the injury, but
I'm not surprised.
In hindsight, I'm a little surprised Kermit even gave an affirmation that was positive after the thing, even if he believed it.
Tells me their medical people told him maybe it's okay, and Kermit was being optimistic.
Yeah, I would have stayed quiet. It's not a criticism, but just in general.
They'll watch that third replay on the game the other night where the knee did something the knee's not supposed to do. And I read Deshaun's lips telling a teammate on the ground right afterwards, I can't feel my knee.
Mm-hmm.
So I was surprised on Tuesday night when Kermit said that it
There was some optimism.
There was some optimism because I thought, dude tore his ACL.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, when it took a little while, I thought, uh-oh. And sure enough, that sucks. I hate it for the kid. He's a great kid. I hate it for the kid. I hate it for the team because they were turning the corner a little bit. And that's a death blow.
Yeah, and I mean, depending on what Jarkel's situation is, it could be incredibly bad just from a getting the ball up the court standpoint throughout games.
And then before we get to the big thing.
Yeah, sure.
There's a reason in journalism that you tell people, yeah, I'm getting there.
Where are we
going?
There's
a reason, Michigan. A reason you tell people it's great to be first and right, but there's nothing in the world worse ever than first and wrong. And the Michigan On 3 site, which used to be the Michigan Rivals site.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Are they trying to loophole their way out of it?
No, they're screwed. this is what happens, though, when you get away from a little bit of a traditional news desk setting. There's nobody there who was able to go, hey, hold up. If we were the Detroit Free Press, would we write this right now?
Mm-hmm.
Because the answer would have been, we don't have this. We think we have it, but we don't have it. We have Jim Harbaugh supposedly told people he's leaving. That's not enough. But we work in this field now where it's like, go, 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 go. First to post it on Twitter. First to post on Twitter wins. They lost. Hard to overcome that. It'd be a tough day in that.
They're just office. Quoting a source saying he changed his mind, is the way they're trying to get around.
Nah. Too late. Just the young aspiring journalist out there, and there aren't many of you, but a few of you send me emails sometimes. Remember that one. First and wrong is a lonely place.
Yeah. Courtney Cronin says, my read on the Harbaugh Viking situation, speaking with sources, Harbaugh was in the mix for the job because of his connection to the new GM. He operated under the assumption the job was his and prepared for the interview as such and was incorrect.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Anyway.
I buy that one.
There you go.
Okay.
So Lane Kiffin went fishing on Tuesday. It was interesting, speaking of media, sure. It was interesting on our press conference that I don't think there were but two people on that call who picked up what Lane Kiffin was doing. Ross Dellinger and me.
Okay, let me give one quick aside. Do you feel like it was strictly to get out of town, or do you think it was strategic in going a day early?
Strategic in going
a day early. You do believe it was strategic in going a day early?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Because, frankly, he could have done the Zoom on Wednesday from the Bermuda for all he wanted to. Yeah.
Sure.
They have computers.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, he was doing it from, like, some
room. I don't know. Because we saw a lot more, wider shot than you guys did. I mean, because one time I went, God, are they in the store? Like, are they in the closet Leach used to lock up the kid? Like, where are they at right
I mean,
here?
I didn't know where they were, but it was like some sort of a utility room or something, yeah. And they just put a thing behind him. So, yeah, you could have done the Zoom anywhere.
I think he travels with one of those.
I wouldn't think, but the point is, I mean, but he could. I mean, I can't imagine. Yeah.
Go.
Hey, can somebody put this thingy up? I think it was strategic.
Okay.
I think he. I mean, I've criticized Kiffin at times, and I think there have been times that Kiffin, merited criticism.
Sure.
I think he understands the news cycle better than most people in his profession. I think he understands how to get attention better than almost anybody I know. And I think he knew that there was only a handful of coaches, and I do mean a very scant handful, that could make yesterday happen. And he was one of them. And he probably, of that handful, was the only one that, depending on what word you would use, I would use balls, frankly. Guts.
To take that on.
To go, I'm going to do this. Some people would go, this is insane, man. Don't do this. You are creating a narrative that now you're engaged in for good, whether you want to be or not. And those people would be right. But if you wanted this to be a story, you had to speak up. You couldn't go on your little press conference on Tuesday or Wednesday or whenever you did it and really happy with our class. Let's take this down in alphabetical order. Nope. Nope. You couldn't go on 10 minutes about how Zach Evans really, you know, he gives us a dimension on second down. No. Get there. And he did, and he stayed there, even though the majority of our beat kept asking, do you think you improved at linebacker? Do you think maybe you need another running back? No. A couple people picked up on, oh, he's fishing. And he was absolutely fishing. And he caught a big fish.
He caught the fish he intended to catch.
Yes.
He caught absolutely. When you go fishing, you go, hey, I've been spotting that. Yeah, like, it's actually a better hunting analogy. You've been watching this buck for a year.
Well, in fairness to him, I don't even think he hid. He didn't hide.
He said A&M. He didn't say, hey, some programs. Yeah. Like Nick did, frankly.
Right.
Nick goes, well, there's people like
that. You know, there's some stuff, whatever.
He goes, no, A&M, payroll.
Yeah.
Like,
Went after, went right at Texas A&M. Here's the bait. We're fishing for Aggie.
And then Jimbo, and we got so much here, but he plants a question because of the way that question was phrased. I mean, they opened the press conference or whatever that was, and the question was, did you feel like it was a slap in the face? It was like, come on, that was planted. Like,
of
completely
course.
100%. Because the guy
was saying there's media.
The guy wasn't even done with the question before he went into his big soliloquy up there.
Yeah. And in fairness, there's media at Ole Miss that do that too.
Well, so, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
There was a question planted at Ole Miss during the season.
Yeah. Back in the day, it was routine.
Yeah. So. Again, so much here. Kiffin knew what he was doing. It's going to – okay, here are a couple things before we actually get into what Jimbo said. First, think Kiffin tweet something else, or is he done? Are we going to have another retaliation, or are we finished?
Something tells me that
– he retweeted a couple really interesting things yesterday. He was funny on the retweet.
Something tells me that Lane, the thumbs get itchy after a minute. And at some point, he just – look, what he said was right. Lane didn't say anything outlandish on Tuesday. He didn't. I mean, he said some things before. You're like, come on, man. This was not that. He told the truth. He told a truth that I've had other, and I've never talked to Lane about this. My conversations with Lane Kiffin are recorded. But I've talked to other coaches. They've all said the same thing. Coaches who don't compete with Texas A&M have mentioned Texas A&M.
Mm-hmm.
I've had coaches who coach in other leagues call me to ask about, hey, what have you heard about A&M? Because it's the gossip in the coaching business. And coaches talk a lot. They all know each other.
Well, that's the kickoff point here is Jimbo starts this talking about, no, this guy started on Bro Bible with sliced bread and all this stuff.
No.
Lane Kiffin did not take sliced bread is the reason he decided to take. It's because he hears about this shit every single day.
Well, look, again.
He knows details that.
And I knew about this long before Lane Kiffin said anything on Tuesday. We'd been talking about it. You and I told you the number. Because I think I told you we were texting when Kiffin said 25 million.
Yeah.
I was like, that's a little short. It's not what I've heard. I heard a bigger – I mean, I've heard 31 was the number I've heard. That was before yesterday.
And they added a couple yesterday.
And maybe that included those guys. I don't know. So. Whatever. But I heard 31 million was the number. So when Kiffin was like said that, I wasn't taken aback. Because I'd heard it so many times over the last, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 weeks, maybe more. I can't remember. Time just. Well, I started hearing it when A&M was coming after DJ Durkin.
Yeah.
And I was talking to people about A&M, and they were like, man, DJ's going to coach some studs.
Yeah.
I mean, they got talent coming in. I think I told you, someone was like, yeah, everyone does the A&M 8-4 joke. And, I mean, it's valid. But I've had coaches who tell me, man, 8-4 is not going to be possible for them. You know, what do you mean? Like they have too much talent. They're simply not going to be 4 losses on their schedule.
We're in the mix of professional wrestling a little bit right now. Like maybe at any other time of storylines, coaches willing to do this. And now Kiffin is the catalyst for this because he goes directly at somebody. He mentions my name because you look at Jimbo yesterday. And again, we'll get all into Jimbo in a second. I don't want to do it and have to cut it short in a second. Is He still wouldn't use anybody but by name except for the Notre Dame vice president, who he still didn't use by name. He just said, hey, the Notre Dame vice president, which
right.
I'm still not sure what the hell that cat did, but whatever. Okay, fine. But Kiffin comes directly at you, says your school, and then you just do the, well, a lot of coaches. Like, no, go. I mean, like, if you're going to go there and you're going to act all Billy Badass on the podium,
sure.
Then by God, say his name.
Say his name.
And let's do this. Let's go. That was my biggest problem with him, was we're going to check our talking points and we're going to move our glasses and we're going to be so pissed off.
And then Ross does it on Twitter, too.
And it's like, no, by God, he went at you. Go.
Yeah, no, if you're going
to. It wasn't a bunch of coaches. It was Nick and Lane, two guys in your division.
Yeah.
So go.
I'll give us this. When people engage us, we engage back using your name. I don't play around.
That's the thing. Like,
I mean, go at it.
Because he takes his thing, goes, oh, a lot of coaches. No, two.
No, two coaches specifically.
Yeah.
Two coaches. You're all represented by the same guy.
Oh, that's
they've all clear. Heard the same thing. Everybody knows it. It's two coaches that coach in your division. You beat one and you lost one too last year. You're going to play them next year on the schedule. They're right there. This storyline's not going away. So don't pussyfoot around it. Go there. Take it on.
But no, instead, we're just going to say, those people, those coaches. Called the overall collective a clowns.
Yeah, no, you're calling Nick Saban a clown.
Yeah, so
you're calling Lane Kiffin a clown. Say the names. You beat Nick Saban.
He did.
I mean, you did. You beat him with Auburn's quarterback.
Yeah, Ross's quote tweet was of, so A&M takes the 3-minute main thing here. There was a couple other quotes later on that were also interesting, but the main meat of this.
You're going to read quotes later, right?
I have a couple here.
Yeah. Good.
He says, Texas A&M football says, that's our coach, would like the smoke coming out of the nostrils, the bull looking emoji thing.
Oh, God.
And then hashtag giggle.
What a bunch of cheese balls.
And then Ross quote tweets it and said, there's a reason we're building for championship excellence. Leadership matters every minute of every day.
Say it again.
There is a reason we're building for championship excellence. Leadership matters every minute of every day.
Well, that's true. Leadership absolutely matters.
Oh, the quote is, that is a factual statement.
Hard to argue that. Leadership absolutely matters. It's important. So is lack of leadership. It's important. Can't argue there. I know we're going to get into it. The contradiction in his statements yesterday. Forget the stuff about kids. Don't forget it. I mean, if you're calling out Nick Saban, call him out. Hey, good luck in Tuscaloosa next year, boy. I mean, hey, listen. I'm going to give you everybody. Here's a early Christmas present. The moment Alabama minus whatever the F it is versus Texas A&M comes out, jump on it.
You feel good about that one?
Take the Tide, lay the points. And then when it happens that night, on Saturday night, throw me a little kickback as a little happy.
So you have no problem with that Tide minus 6 or 8 or whatever the hell that thing is.
You give me minus 6 right now. Dude, you'll finish this show on your own because I'm on my way to the airport. I'll put a mask on and fly to Vegas. God. Minus 6?
I don't know. I'm just throwing stuff.
Yeah. God, I felt something move just then. Lord, help.
We do need an early line. So anyway, yeah, let's get in Jimbo in a second. Before we do that, I'll tell you about Community Mortgage. Oxford, Memphis, Seto County, and Chattanooga. All underwriting and processing is done in Memphis. So you're getting local underwriting and understand your market. A leader in condo financing, the float down option, and more. You can find Jason at 662-234-2704. Or JLOWE at communitymtg.com.
Southern Traditions Farm is a 68-acre, 32-stall, upscale equestrian training and boarding facility in Canton, Mississippi. Got two sand rings. You're familiar with all this kind of stuff, I think.
Oh, I'm all in.
Two sand rings, one grass ring, miles of wooded trails. A lot to be offered at Southern Traditions, including horseback riding offerings from beginner lessons with trainer Susan Walt to buying your first horse and competing at nationally recognized competitions. Under the teachings of one of the best young professionals in the sport, Bowers Cohn, Southern Traditions has high aspirations for the future. Along with its owners, Ben and Hillary Craddock, Southern Traditions has become one of the leading equestrian facilities in Mississippi for questions or information about lessons.
Hey, we got a no data thing. It came back. We're good.
Okay. Oh, we're good?
Yeah.
Okay. For questions or information about lessons, boarding, or sales, please contact Bowers at Bowers Cone. That's BOWERSCONE 1, the number 1, at gmail.com, or message them on Facebook or Instagram at Southern Traditions Farm. We're also brought to you by Bell and Grove, based out of Chattanooga. Daryl Oliver and Evan Dial built Bell and Grove. It's a logistics provider with more than 35 years of transportation industry experience. Bell and Grove specializes in domestic freight movement throughout the continental U.S. They can navigate through supply chain issues while also leaning on their partner carriers to get the most competitive rate possible for their customers. In addition, Bell and Grove can help customers design a custom solution for their shipping needs. Whether your business is in need of moving a truckload, a partial shipment, or a flatbed, Bell and Grove can accommodate you. They can also provide air and ground expedited services for customers who need to move product quickly. For more information, call Daryl Oliver at 865-672-6557. Don't just accept what you see, but imagine something new. Step forward and chase after a better version of yourself. Every day, Corinth Dental is helping people reinvent themselves one smile at a time. Dr. Bubba McQueen, Dr. Jenny Beth Hendrick are devoted to restoring and enhancing the natural beauty of your smile using conservative, state-of-the-art procedures, including Invisalign. These clear aligners are the virtually invisible way to improve your smile. Call Corinth Dental today for a no-cost digital scan of your teeth. Let them show you the way to a straighter, healthier smile. 12 months, no interest, no down payment financing available at CorinthDental.com. And we're brought to you by The Rogue. It's your destination for fine men's clothing. Their stylist, hand-select pieces from top designers from work to lifestyle to nightlife. There's the perfect something for everyone at The Rogue. All the best items from Peter Millar, Martin Dingman, Jack Victor, Halsey, True Grit, and more. 4450 I-55 North in Jackson or TheRogue.com.
Podcast is brought to you by Johnston Hill Creamery. Go to their Instagram page, see everything available with a couple different holidays coming up. You've got King Cake season going all the way through March 1st, 24 hours notice. And they'll have that ready for you. Multiple flavors, multiple sizes. I talked to them this morning about a couple King Cakes. 662-419-9201, cheese at JohnstonHillCreamery.com. And also, you can pre-order things for Valentine's Day if you're interested in that sort of thing. A lot of different options, including a dessert box. They've got a date crate where you can maybe have a picnic, pick up something for dessert after dinner or whatnot. They've got all the chocolate-covered strawberries. You get those by a dozen or a half dozen. They also have an artisanal cheese box featuring many of their homemade cheeses that are made right there inside their cheese cave here in Oxford. Again, on White Oak Lane, right off Molly Bar in Oxford. And again, that is 662-419-9201. Podcast also brought to you by G&M Pharmacy, 662-236-2222. They deliver locally in the Oxford area. That's on South Lamar in Oxford or on the Square in Holly Springs with Tyson Drugs. And the Upper MedSync, food prescriptions the same day each month and take care of you. One trip to the pharmacy, one delivery, and you have what you need there with G&M. Again, 662-236-2222. So, again, they plant the question in. That's for sure.
Yeah, sure.
He's got his notes written down. He has all of his rant points on a little thing he's checking off and going on as he's doing it.
Yeah, he was referring to notes. He was kind of nervous.
It's unnatural for him. Lane picked a good target in that way, too, because Jimbo's not the good just go, 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 and let me really whatever. He had to kind of work up to being pissed off a little bit, frankly, because it's and, like, so he starts off with, there's no $30 million fund. There's no $5 million. There's no $10 million. This is garbage, okay? Pisses me off.
All right, slow down. Say that again.
There's no $30 million fund.
Okay.
There's no $5 million fund. There's no $10 million.
Did he say $31
million? He did not.
Okay.
This is garbage, okay? Pisses me off.
It's garbage.
It comes from a site called Bro Bible by a game named Sliced Bread, and then everybody runs with it. So it's written on the internet, and it's gospel. How irresponsible is that? So, okay, Jimbo, you're saying Nick and Lane got it from Bro Bible. They don't know anybody in the industry. They got nothing. They didn't recruit any of the same players. Got no clue. But, you know, Bro Bible said that. And we went, you know what? We're going to talk about it in the press conference.
What are the odds that Nick Saban had ever even heard of Bro Bible?
Or sliced bread.
I'm not sure Lane Kiffin, who is much more adept on the internet than Nick, I'm not sure Lane Kiffin was familiar with Bro Bible. Maybe so.
Probably not something he reads day to day.
I would think not. I'm guessing not.
Also, the biggest point of maybe this whole thing, so I don't want to get buried in us making fun of Jimbo before we get to this point, is we have his own quote, as we mentioned yesterday in red, from Feinbaum within the last 60 days, with him saying, this has always existed, we've always done this, it's just now front of face, or whatever the hell the quote was. Hold on. So which one? There is no fun, there's no money. These guys just love Texas A&M University. Or, well, we've always been doing this. What do you? What's the deal?
Which leads into one of the more interesting things here, which is, okay, hold up. Because I think we've all been waiting for the NCAA to go, this can't be used like this, or it can, right? Because some people will tell you, you and I had a conversation the other day with someone who was familiar with this. Some people will tell you that the language is very, what's the word, nebulous, kind of cloudy. It's hard to know exactly what the language says. My understanding, my reading of the bylaws is that you can't use NIL as a promise.
That is 100% true.
You can't use NIL as a recruitment inducement. In other words, I can't say, Chase, if you'll come play at McCrady U, I will give you an NIL deal for $500 a month.
Yeah, we got it set up. Just, hey.
I can say to you, hey, Chase, you know, we do have an NIL program, and if you sign with McCrady U, you know, you'll have a chance to benefit from that program. Now, that's kind of iffy, but I'm told because there's nothing specific there, that would be okay. Technically, you're supposed to say we can't talk about NIL.
Yeah. We have players who are getting these type of things, and, of course, if you're, you know, if everything turns out copacetic, we'll look into that and whatever. And
yeah.
That's cool.
But all you're supposed to say, listen, I want you to come to McCrady U because the academics are awesome. You're going to love the coaching you're going to get. We're going to get you ready for the NFL. Great environment. You're going to love it here. Got a great business school, blah, 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 blah. Great academic support. It's family. You're going to feel like family here. I'm not supposed to talk about NIL. Now, obviously, NIL is a huge part of what's going on in recruiting right now. But people have gotten antsy. Jimbo knows people are antsy. And I think Kiffin did this intentionally, and I think it was brilliant. It was either intentionally brilliant or accidentally brilliant. But I think it was intentional because he knew that if he didn't put something out there, no one was going to ask Jimbo about NIL. No one in that press room was going to say, Jimbo or coach, which was more likely. Coach, you guys have never recruited like this before, and all of a sudden you've got the best recruiting class in the country. How'd that happen? Did you use NIL to your advantage? Nobody was going to ask that, Chase. Nobody had the guts in that media environment where everybody's a fan, where everybody's banging their ring on the table. Nobody was going to ask that question unless Lane Kiffin or someone like Lane Kiffin forced the issue.
And frankly, went hard enough to get Jimbo pissed off enough to hang himself.
Well, yeah, because what happened?
Because if you go kind of light, Jimbo ignores it, and like it takes a Dellinger or somebody to be in there and go, "Hey, Lane, yesterday kind of intimated that."
But instead, Lane went so hard that Ross and Jimbo sat down and talked about, "We have to address this. We have to tell our story." And there you go. I think Jimbo hurt himself with his answer. Continue on with it, but I think his answer hurt him.
So the two things,
I think it put the microscope on them now.
So, a couple different things here. The one thing that I actually do kind of agree with Jimbo on, I think he scored one point in this, and it wasn't at Lane, it was at Nick, is he has the quote that he says, it's funny, when Nick Saban said his quarterback got $800,000 deal, it was wonderful. Now it ain't wonderful no more, huh? We ain't got that. Ours are on record what comes up. We didn't do a lot of big deals. Okay, well, the last part's complete and utter crap. But
the first part's true.
The first part's true. Had he just stopped there, he would have scored a point. I go, you know what? Okay. Everybody thought that was cute and funny in the summer and whatever, whatever.
Well, because everybody's response was, well, good for Bryce Young.
And now that was legal. This is illegal. But
it was Alabama.
Being, it was Alabama.
It was Alabama.
And then, look, there is a college football hierarchy with media where, God, don't upset the apple cart. We don't want the other teams coming up into our little elite circle.
Absolutely.
Ole Miss felt that.
The Pat 40s of the world, they like Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson at the top.
Mm-hmm.
Familiar storylines. They know all the people. It's easy. Break out the God Saban's awesome column again.
So here's your question. Are they going to shift this, and I'm just being real, are they going to shift this into illegal recruiting activity, or are they going to get caught with their pants down? Because NILs are public record. So how do you get away with this being a cover? Do you have to assert back to the old system? Or do you just absolutely get busted here? Or do you do a bunch of, you try to find some different shadow things around this?
It's a lot there. How do you?
Because now he's come out and said, we didn't do those deals. So you can't come out when the quarterback gets.
Then if you didn't do those deals, you're going to have some really pissed off kids in a few months. Because in a few months.
Because you can't come back. Like, even beyond how intellectually dishonest this is.
Sure.
It's so much more intellectually dishonest to go, oh, well, no, we just did all those huge deals after they got on campus. At the time, we just didn't do them.
Like, no, that's crap.
Okay, Jimbo.
Yeah, crap.
Is that the plan? What is the plan?
I don't know. I mean, if I'm hand-raised guy in the room right now, we're sitting around our big conference table in Aggieland. After I get through yelling at Jimbo for taking the bait yesterday, I'm like, okay, now what do we do? What do we do if the NCAA happens to show up and go, hey, let's show me all the paperwork on all these kids? All these freshmen that have these deals. Show me what deals they have.
And now I don't know that answer. Dora's asking, is the amount public record or is the deal public record? I don't know, honestly.
I don't know. It's a great question.
Yeah. I can find out, but I don't know.
I think the amount would have to be.
Which should be. It is a
well, it's above board. If you do it right, it's above board. Look, if you bring a kid to town and you give him a $10 million NIL after he's arrived, as long as you didn't promise it beforehand, it's fine. It's insane, but it's fine. Bryce Young's not doing anything wrong. What's the kid's name at Clemson? DJ? I can't even remember.
Yeah, whatever.
The quarterback at Clemson who had the deal with Dr. Pepper, that was all above board.
It was.
Whatever he got, it's fine.
It was done with Dr. Pepper's part, but that's business.
But the business deal itself was fine. DJ, I can't say his name. He paid taxes on it. It's all good.
So then, continues, the one time he does, again, Nick is the only name he ever says. During that statement is the only time he says anybody else's name, other than referring to the Notre Dame vice president, which I've seen multiple media entities go, I don't know who exactly he's talking about. Whatever.
Whoever that was got under his skin, though. Goodness gracious.
I mean, what? How is that relevant to anything?
I don't know. Go ahead to the rest part.
It's poor messaging, though, because you need to focus on the people you're actually frustrated about. Not go, hey, well, you know, the Notre Dame janitor. Like, okay, fine, whatever.
Your heart rate's 57?
Yeah.
Really? That's impressive. I don't know what mine is.
55 right now.
Really? Look at you.
My resting heart rate overnight last night was 43.
Really?
Yeah, no, I have like an incredibly low heartbeat. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm fine.
Congrats.
Yeah, no, I'm good. Are you expecting like 118 or
no,
like 127
no.
or something?
No.
I'm good. All right, so he says, goes on, we've got writers who have said it off a guy named Slice Bread who made it up. We got writers. Yeah, okay, so he's blaming writers now. And then we have coaches in our league say it. Clown acts. Irresponsible as hell. Multiple coaches in our league, Fisher said. Well, he's right about the multiple coaches. It's mm-hmm. Lane and Nick.
Yeah.
He could have just said Lane and Nick.
Should have said Lane and Nick.
Yes. Like, if you want me to respect it, then let's go.
Yeah.
Come at it.
Because the Ole Miss coach said Texas A&M. He didn't say some school. There's schools in the league.
No.
He called you out.
Said Texas A&M.
Lane Kiffin didn't say, Vanderbilt. He didn't. He didn't go.
You know, a lot of schools. A lot of schools.
Tennessee's doing a lot. Arkansas. No, 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 no. He said Texas.
He didn't even go to Kentucky.
He said he didn't.
He's probably pissing him off right now.
Yeah. He said Texas A&M. Lane Kiffin lost kids to Kentucky this year.
Yeah.
He did. He mentioned Texas A&M. He didn't take on Missouri. He loves to take on Eli.
He did not mess with Drinkwitz on Tuesday. He didn't. He had bigger fish than that. That was not.
He didn't take. He made fun of Brian Kelly, but he didn't take a shot at them in recruiting.
No,
he didn't take a shot at Billy Napier or Kirby Smart. No, no, no. He said Texas A&M. That's who he said.
And then where he does actually go at Kiffin, but again, not using his name. And the guys griping about NIL and griping about the transfer portal are using it the most and bragging about it the most. That's the ironic part. It's a joke. It does piss me off. I fail to understand where Kiffin has ever griped about the transfer portal. He has been celebrating the transfer portal other than the windows, which is logic. That is not frustration.
And Kiffin has not, to my knowledge, now you follow him on Twitter more closely than I do. To my knowledge, I've never seen Kiffin make many NIL references regarding Ole Miss. I've never seen Kiffin like, hey, we're really kicking that ass in NIL. In fact, I've heard there's concern on his part that they're behind on on NIL, even though they're working to catch up feverishly.
Yeah, it was not... He was not whining.
No.
In no way.
No. In fact, what Lane said on Tuesday was an admission that, quite frankly, was admirable. That it was kind of like, hey, everybody, listen. If this is the way it's going to be, we can't compete for the elite high school prospect. Can't get him. How many coaches ever say that out loud? Hell, most college coaches are like, yeah, we're gonna go recruit, and we're gonna recruit, and we're gonna build this thing. And he goes, hey, look, it's a highest bidder. I get it. It's essentially what he said.
Mm-hmm.
If someone else can offer a kid 10 times what we can offer him, he's gonna go there. Because duh
is right. Yeah.
I mean, that's exactly. I mean, if you were to paraphrase what he said, that's what he said. I watched it. I did it live. I watched it again, and then I did the transcription thing where I talked about what I think he was saying. That's what he was saying. You don't have to be a genius to figure that out. There was no whining. It was kind of a message to the hardcore recruitniks out there that, listen, we're going to have to do this differently. This is going to have to look different if we're going to have success, because we can't go toe-to-toe with the big boys for Johnny High School 5-star, because we don't have the resources at all. In fact, we're nowhere close. That's essentially what he said. That wasn't whining. It's a matter of fact statement. It's true. We know of kids they lost to other schools because the NIL promises were astronomical compared to what Ole Miss was able to do.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Trigg Sr. said that to me on the record.
That didn't get the play that it should have. Everybody just kind of glossed over that.
I'll tell you why. One, I wrote it. That's number one.
Okay.
Number two is it goes against the narrative. This is not what people want to jump into. So far, to my knowledge, the only national writer who has taken this on, the only two are Dellinger and Staples. Everybody, and they're the ones that don't. If Ross wants to go to St. Elmo's, he just goes by himself.
Yeah.
I think he actually really likes St. Elmo's, but I don't think he goes on the big media.
He does not celebrate its existence. He just likes this.
Right, he just likes it. And I'm sure if Andy wants shrimp cocktail, he goes and gets one.
Yeah.
It's cool. I've heard it's great. If I ever go to Indianapolis, I'm going.
Oh, we love the cocktail sauce. We brag about it. We probably sell some cocktail sauce for him.
But they don't play that way. And I think they're the only guys that are really taking this on. Everybody else in the media, the Dennis Dodds of the world, they don't want any part of this.
They were never going to aggregate that and go, oh, God, look.
Oh, yeah. No, no. I mean, the Trigg victory was a victory for Lane and Ole Miss. His dad said on the record, We had bigger deals elsewhere. We went to Ole Miss because we just felt like all in all that would be the best place. And when it comes full circle, it will all work out. In other words, I think that that's the place that can get my son best prepared as a tight end to play in the NFL and to make his money in the NFL.
The other thing, too, is while it's been over for Ole Miss and they've been a normal football program for a few years, the media never lets anything go. And the narrative still is, oh, Ole Miss cheated all that time under Freeze and all that bull crap.
Yeah.
That they're not going to do the, oh, God, look at Ole Miss just getting the kid without cheating. They're the ones that didn't do the big NIL or have the big whatever. And
I've said this on different radio shows all over the country, and it's amazing how uncomfortable it makes them when they do the Hugh Freeze thing. And we're past it now. We don't get to do it much anymore. Where I used to go, you know, if that staff had been able to cheat the way that they probably wanted to cheat, they would have landed a lot of those guys. Go back and look at those signing days, even including 13, when everybody was like, oh, my God, yes, we're getting everyone. They didn't
Elijah
get
Daniel.
They didn't
Peyton
get
Barber,
everyone. Carl Lawson. They wanted those guys bad. They didn't get them. Why do you think they didn't get
Chris
them?
Chris Jones.
Why do you think they didn't get them? And when you ask them, well, why do you think those kids, why do you think they didn't get those kids? So they handed out all the big money, right, to Laquan Treadwell and all these people, right? They handed out all this big money, but they didn't get all those other guys? Mm-hmm. Why do you think that is? Is it because those kids just didn't like Oxford? They thought Ajax was overrated? I mean, what do you think it was? No, it's because they got more money elsewhere. The truth is, and nope, Lane Kiffin, to his everlasting credit, is the first guy who's ever worked here that I've covered, at least. So maybe Billy Brewer and others said it before. I don't know. He's the first guy that said, hey, we don't have the resources to cheat like everybody else. We can't get in that ring. It's fact.
But I can get them the second time around.
So I'm going to get in the in the portal, and I'm going to try to build that way.
Yeah. Couldn't get Jackson Dart out of high school, but I can get him out of the portal.
Wouldn't have a chance.
Yeah.
Especially today?
Oh.
Because now you can do it up front. You just got to get a kid to believe you. Now, that's the next stage in the story. We'll get there. Probably not for today. The next stage in the transfer portal is kids who get in the portal because the promises weren't kept. Yeah. Hey, we told you we'd give you 150, but it's really more like six. You good with that?
I'm out.
See you.
Yeah. Somebody else can develop me.
And one of those kids will talk.
Yes. That's the answer there.
One of those kids will say, well, they told me when I was coming out the first time, there was a deal with this company and this company and this company, and I was going to make $100,000 a year, and I got like $17 and a jar of peanut butter.
Yeah.
And I'm out.
Like I said, I mean,
so when you make the promises, you got to keep them.
It's probably a next week show because we'll need some content. So we can do that show then.
So is A&M now the big rival for Ole Miss? Is A&M the guy that if you were to ask Ole Miss fans, hey, you can beat Mississippi State and one other SEC West team next year. Is it A&M?
I'll set a poll up. I'll do the poll during the month. If you're curious what the answer is, then let me think about it for a second first.
Okay.
Yeah. Tell you, Valentine's Day just around the corner. We mentioned that a couple of times. Get her something special at Style Assembly, new women's boutique on the square dedicated to sensible and sophisticated fashion. Clothes, shoes, purses, jewelry, sunglasses, art, and more, an array of sizes. And also, all budgets aren't built the same either. So they offer a variety of price points, pride themselves on exceptional customer service. For example, ladies can create a wish list in the store over the phone. It's left on file. The guys can then call or stop by, pick something off the list. It's guaranteed to love. It's a win-win. Then they'll even wrap it up and have it waiting on you. Not in Oxford, no problem. They ship. Simply call or DM to place an order. Also offer gift cards to take the guesswork out of buying. Mention this ad between now and Valentine's Day. Get 10% off added to any gift card purchase. You can stop by 203 North Lamar. It's next to the Blind Pig. Or call the store at 662-638-3163. Ask for Kate, the owner. She'll personally help you assemble your or that special someone's style. Again, that Style Assembly on the square.
What are your goals for 2022? Does your company need hard-to-find talent to meet these goals? Maybe you're personally seeking a career change. Let this be your year to make the change, and your first step needs to be to contact Service Specialist Employment Agency. They're the oldest employment agency in Mississippi. They recruit in all industries. Remember, nothing to lose by reaching out. No cost to you as a candidate. Everything is kept confidential. Service Specialist wishes you and your company a successful 2022. You can contact them at 662-832-5138. I published a mailbag at rebelgrove.com yesterday. It's brought to you by Whitney McNutt of Tommy Morgan Incorporated Realtors, serving you for all your real estate needs in Oxford and Tupelo. Condos, land, commercial and residential family homes, 662-567-2573 or 662-842-3844. And we're brought to you by Grenada Nissan. If you're in the market for a Nissan vehicle, that's the place to go. It's GrenadaNissanUSA.com, just off Interstate 55 in Grenada, Mississippi. They've got a complete selection of new and previously owned Nissan vehicles. Great lease deals as well. And we're brought to you by OPA, Oxford's newest restaurant on the historic square. Delicious menu featuring gyros, wraps, kebabs, redfish, lamb chops, and more. Handcrafted cocktails, frozen libations, a candlelit patio, all at 306 South Lamar, just south of the courthouse in Oxford. And we're brought to you by John Edwards of Regency Travel Incorporated in Memphis. Get in touch with John. Let him know what you're thinking about. Give him some parameters. Give him a budget. And he will come up with options and details that you're not going to find on your own. And no, you don't have to live in or near Memphis to take advantage of his services. 901-494-3387 or jedwards at regencytravel.net. Martin Palomo and I will be recording a Mind on My Money, assuming that he's got his internet connections fixed. That's brought to you by Pinnacle. They provide detailed, specialized investment management, financial planning, retirement planning for individuals and businesses, and much more. It's mypinwealth.com, M-Y-P-I-N-N, wealth.com.
Podcast is brought to you by Nick's Tan & Associates. That's nickstanoxford.com, 662-281-1200. You can also click the link in my message board signature as well. Again, both sides of real estate here in Oxford, the buy side, the sell side. I've used them multiple times, and you give them a chance as well. O'Keefe Graham, Clay DeWeese, their team of associates to help you out. People you can trust in Oxford is looking to buy or sell a home. Again, nickstanoxford.com, 662-281-1200. I kind of screwed up that poll. I should have left Alabama off because of the big fish it is and put Arkansas on. That should be Arkansas, Auburn, LSU, and A&M.
It's too late now. It's done. I know. Damage is done.
I know. It screwed it up. Really screwed it up.
Way to go, Chase.
Yeah. I was in a hurry, kind of on the fly. And last time we did one, I misspelled Durkin's name. Now this.
And that's why he left.
Yeah, again, like I know Arkansas is not on the poll. It is the problem. People hate Arkansas. I screwed up. My fault. Can do some write-in stuff or something. I don't know. Because yeah, that's the problem. Is you beat Bama, then your season is different. It's a bad. It's a bad poll. It's a really bad poll. What?
I was speaking of Arkansas. They got a ton of snow there last night, and Campbell's upset because she left her rain slash snow
boots here. I guess that's
true.
I can just do a different poll. Well, let's just start over again.
You gonna kill that poll?
Yeah, we're gonna kill the poll. Okay. Is that good with you?
By me.
You okay, killing the poll.
Yeah, they had 58 votes on that poll.
Well, we're starting another one.
Speaking of Mississippi State, Ole Miss did get a commitment yesterday. We told you it was coming for a while. Malik Heath.
You were not the first to report on Twitter.
I was not the first to report it on Twitter. Malik Heath, the Mississippi State wide receiver, will use his last year of eligibility at Ole Miss. He can go on scholarship and report on June 1st, is my understanding.
Really?
Yeah.
It gives them another big-bodied blocker. Someone's going to write on the board later today. One of the reasons why they like Malik Heath is his blocking ability. He's got more in the tank from a pass-catching standpoint as far as a receiver. State did not do a very good job of getting him the ball outside. But he along with Mingo, he gives them so much more flexibility to kind of block. Drummond was a good body in there a little bit. But otherwise, a lot of their guys right now are smaller, not as physical dudes from a wide receiver standpoint that's on the roster.
She can't get to Walmart, Shaggy.
Walmart's out.
Yeah, there's a lot of snow on the ground and ice, and she does not have her father's permission to drive to Walmart.
Okay. You don't trust it?
No.
Not even?
No, I do not.
Neither one of them?
Driving in the snow and ice on the hills in
Fayetteville? Oh, okay. Good point. Yeah, yeah. All right.
I don't know if you've ever been to
Fayetteville. It's not the Delta, is it?
Fayetteville has some hills.
Okay.
Some steep hills.
All right. That's fair. There's still a lot of LSU hatred. It is a rival, so that this is also clouding the poll a little bit. But, you know, it's okay. As of right now, and again, we're only 50 votes in. It's still going. I'm surprised Arkansas is last. That's my only little bit of interest there.
Oh, have you set up a new one? Oh, there it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah, we'll let it roll through for a minute. Tightening up.
We got a little chance. Laura just sent me a screenshot of a map. We got a little chance of some ice here today.
Yeah, it's coming in a little earlier. So I will say, if you're kind of worried about that kind of thing, move quicker than it's not as late in the day as it appeared to be earlier.
Sorry, we got a funny we got a funny text that we can't share. Sorry.
Yeah.
It would be funny.
So okay.
What you got?
The pressure, I'm trying to answer your question. Ole Miss still wants to be LSU. They still want to be Alabama. I do think, though, as we're talking about here, it takes the place of that next team that just annoys me. Does that make sense? It kind of replaces Arkansas in that way a little bit. You know, Columbus, Arkansas just played a bunch of close games, a bunch of crap, a bunch of scar tissue, a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
It has a chance to kind of replace that a little bit. Now, two things. A, Ole Miss has got to stay really good. And then two, the pressure is all on A&M here because, frankly, with what they're doing, 10-2 is like, and? What's your point? Like, oh, congratulations, but
no, the pressure.
You lose to Alabama and Ole Miss next year, and it's like, well, but okay.
No, look, if you spend $31 million and you don't compete for the championship, people are going to say kind of a waste of cash, man. Right?
What is a waste?
I mean, you go to the Mercedes.
You got to get the trophy.
You go to the Mercedes dealership and pay Mercedes money and then drive off in a Hyundai. People are going to go, hey, you got robbed. I got a nice car. It's not a Mercedes, cat.
Could have got that record with a whole lot less money there, Hoss.
That's the Gator Bowl, bud.
No, and
can we, by the way, can we not? We got to go back on Ross a minute. Got to go back on Ross a minute. And sure. Jimbo, too. But you don't get to talk about championship stuff. You don't get to talk about championship stuff when you got beat the way you got beat in the SEC West by Arkansas, by Ole Miss, by Mississippi State. You don't get to talk about championships when you ducked Wake Forest or whoever the hell it was in the Gator Bowl. You don't get to talk about championships. Shut up. Just stop. Because LSU, who had every excuse in the world showed a few up. Weeks later to go, hey, we just don't have enough dudes.
They showed up.
They did. They showed up. They took their ass beating, took it like a man, to their credit, to their everlasting credit. They did. Now, since then, they've gone back to being an embarrassing train wreck. But for that moment.
Props to you. Go Tigers.
You showed up.
Yeah.
You showed up.
A&M has a hangnail and they don't show up.
Yep. They ducked Wake Forest.
Because as we said at the time, the statement about, well, we have all these transfers and we have all these opt-outs, that's a you problem.
Yeah.
That's not my problem.
That's not a COVID problem.
That's not the Gator Bowl's problem.
LSU openly goes, we don't have enough dudes, but we're going to show up.
Yeah, I mean, it takes
probably going to get beat, but we're going
to
show up.
It takes a lot to beat Bama and finish fifth in the division.
Yeah.
He lost to State, Ole Miss, LSU, and Arkansas.
They ducked Wake Forest. I don't want to ever hear it again. Don't talk to me about championships. He goes, well, Jimbo, you haven't even finished the Jimbo quote. Because we're here. We're not going away. We're here. So we're here. All right.
Then,
hey, have fun in Tuscaloosa, champ. They're going to run. They are going to run that ass. That is going to. I cannot wait to get my money down on that.
You're all in.
Beat them and then called them out? Oh, shit. There will be little T-A&M logos all over the Alabama building. All like, oh, yes. Are you kidding?
That video might be on a loop.
Yeah. I mean, they'll get up for Georgia because they obviously, duh. I guarantee you they'll be dialed in that week. I know enough about the inner workings of that building from talking to people who've been there. They will be dialed in.
It's pulling up Alabama and A&M's schedule. What?
I'm laughing at Ginger. She said my phone seemed surprised that I actually wanted to use the word duct right there. Yeah, my phone has stopped correcting that. It's like, oh, you did intend to use that. Okay.
All right, so Alabama's schedule with A&M, they go to Fayetteville the week before and Knoxville the week after A&M.
Alabama does?
Yeah.
Okay.
In Fayetteville, A&M at Tennessee.
Okay.
They'll be really looking ahead to Tennessee. Be really worried about that one.
Yeah.
They haven't won since what, 03?
Something like that.
06,
It's been a minute. Yeah.
It hadn't gone well for the Vols in that rivalry.
It's been a minute.
And then A&M, they'll get two wins off the top. They got Sam Houston, App State.
Okay.
They'll beat Miami at home. Play Arkansas and Arlington.
Yep.
And then three road games in a row. Starkville, Tuscaloosa, Columbia.
Oh.
The Columbia one is...
Which Columbia?
South Carolina.
Oh.
That, I mean, they're going to win, I think. But coming off Alabama right there, that's a weird game.
Sure.
That's a really strange game that day. Now, I don't think Beamer's got a team good enough. I just don't. But... And they come back and play Ole Miss.
They get Ole Miss at the end of that trip?
That's correct, yes. Okay. Yes.
So they go Arlington for Arkansas, then at Alabama. Is that right?
Arlington, Starkville.
Okay, Starkville.
Tuscaloosa, Columbia, Bryan.
And to Mississippi State's credit, they've kind of had their number.
Oh, they have.
For all the Aggie talk, they don't do well against the Mississippi schools.
I mean, look.
Taking some L's.
Ole Miss would be on a hell of a run. I mean, it counts, but if not for Johnny Manziel, Ole Miss would have won like freaking 10 of the 12 or something.
Get the call right in the end zone.
Yeah.
That's an L.
Yeah. Hey, Manziel lost like three games or something. Like, he didn't do anything crazy.
Yeah.
Ole Miss and Florida at home back-to-back and then at Auburn.
Oh.
But who knows what the hell's going on with Auburn.
Yeah.
Parsley going to coach the Iron Bowl this year?
No.
He's out before the Iron Bowl, you think?
That's my thought, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, sure. It's got
you going to coach the opener?
Yes.
You weren't overly sure there.
I'm not putting all my money on it.
So what's going to be the reason that he's run out publicly?
Ooh, fatigue, health concerns, something, family concerns.
If I give you 9.5 on A&M on wins, you over or under?
Read me their schedule again.
Sam Houston.
Okay, 1.
App State.
2.
Miami.
3.
Arkansas.
Probably 4.
State.
In Starkville?
Mm-hmm.
4.5.
Bama.
4.5.
Carolina.
But it's there, and they're going to have a quarterback this time.
Spencer Rattler.
So I'm going to give it 0.5 and call it 5.
Ole Miss.
5.5. It's a toss.
Florida.
Where?
College Station. That's a W.
It's a W.
At Auburn.
Probably a W.
UMass, LSU.
Both at home, right? Yes. Yeah, they should get past 9.5. 9.5 is your number, and you go under, something happened bad.
Or you just lost like you usually do.
Or you lost.
Because even this class, there's still a bunch of puppies. Like, that's not doing it. This class didn't do anything for you.
No, I mean, look, they could lose to Arkansas. They could lose to Ole Miss. They could lose to South Carolina. You want to sit here and go today, oh, no, they got those games.
Yeah, no, hell.
Gosh. I know what I saw in those games last year.
I mean, Haynes King is not some generational quarterback.
Screw the quarterback. I mean, we do this deal with Calzada in both the Arkansas game and the Ole Miss game. They got beat at the line of scrimmage. Mississippi State beat their ass in College Station. Stop. We're going to pin that all on Zach Calzada. That's
Ole Miss, which finished absurd. 55th in the country in defense, shut them down for 2.5 quarters. They could not move the football.
I know. So So we're pinning all of that on Zach Calzada? If the backup running back doesn't have a field day, I'm not sure they score.
Oh, that's true.
And if KJ Jefferson doesn't throw a dumb pick in the third quarter of that game, it's a blowout in Arlington. It kind of was anyway.
Yeah, it wasn't competitive.
We do this with them all the time. But now they
have a lot of talent.
So and so they went out and said, let's go get a bunch of talent, which leads back to the question, well, how'd you get it? How did you all of a sudden win
just
all
these? Just decide we're going to get talent.
All of a sudden, all these kids were like, you know what, man, College Station is awesome. I love maroon. It looks so good on me, and I love that the midnight yell, and it just feels right.
Yeah, I know.
You know, get a really good mechanical engineering degree there because that's what football players typically major in.
Yeah.
They got a good criminal justice program there at A&M.
I got nothing. Podcast brought to you in part by Northeast Spark, NESPARC, two packages, the Ignite, the 100 Mbps, or the Blaze, the one gig that powers the Clark Florida studio. Your hometown team bringing you world-class broadband. That's NESpark.com, 662-238-3159. Phone service available, parental controls, network security, a wireless mesh extender, and much more. So call the office for details. Get the best internet around. That is, again, 662-238-3159.
Brought to you by the College Corner. It's your one-stop Rebel Shop. Two locations in the Jackson area. In Ridgeland, it's next to Fleet Feet. In Flowood, it's next to Half Shell. If you don't live in Jackson, just go to collegecornerstore.com. Plus, you can find them on Facebook and Instagram. Whether you're tailgating in Oxford or homegating with friends and family, the College Corner has you covered for game day. The largest selection of Rebel gear in central Mississippi. We'll have hand-raised guys tonight, weather permitting, I guess. It's probably the best way to say that. It is brought to you by Comer Heating and Air, Southern Air Conditioning and Heating, different names, same great products and services. If you live in Oxford, Tupelo, or the surrounding area, call Comer 662-801-1777. If you live in Hernando, Memphis, or the surrounding area, call Southern 662-429-4429. Also brought to you by Lamon's Fine Jewelry. Valentine's Day now 11 days away. If you are searching for jewelry for your loved one, get in touch with Lamons. It's right there at 1126 North Lamar Boulevard. Been serving Oxford for three quarters of a century. Engagement rings, wedding rings, fine jewelry, watches, pearls, fashion jewelry, children's jewelry, collectibles, and more. It's the gold standard in fine jewelry. Lamonsfinejewelry.com, 662-234-2777. Brought to you by ACS, Automation and Control Systems, LLC, based in Baldwin, Mississippi. They are an electrical control system solution provider and a Rockwell Automation recognized system integrator. They've got a full-time, dedicated emergency service and troubleshooting staff and a UL508A panel shop. They can custom tailor software packages, custom design electrical control panel solutions, and so much more. To learn more, go to acsllcms.com or call 662-601-4381. Game Changer patches are the only two-patch system available in the market to stop hangovers before they start. The warm-up patch used before while you drink. Overtime patch used after you've been drinking to recover while you sleep. The all-natural ingredients will keep you in the game, ready for the next play. Go to GameChangerPatch.com. Enter the promo code REBELGROVE20 at checkout for 20% off your purchase. Valentine's Day, as I said, just around the corner. You're looking for that perfect gift for your special someone? If so, Dead Soxy has your gifting covered. Nothing says I love you like some good socks. Dead Soxy has increased the discount on our Rebel Grove code to 30% from now through midnight on February the 14th. So head over to the site, see all the new styles, and take advantage of this amazing offer. It's deadsoxy.com. And we're brought to you by Brothrow. It's a social sports betting network, free to use. It's a cool, fun way to bet. No third party, no juice. Over time, that saves you money. You can start your own group, make friends, invite your friends. Payment happens within 24 hours of the conclusion of your bet. You can take the other side of an existing bet, start a new bet, and more at brothrow.com. And Oxford Park Commission has started registration for youth baseball and softball for the 2022 spring season. The leagues are open for young people 5 to 17 in baseball, 5 to 12 in softball. The cost per participant is $50. Season begins on Monday, April the 25th. All games played at M-Trade Park. It's oxfordparkcommission.com before February 20th to sign up.
Podcast is brought to you by Visit Oxford. Visit OxfordMS.com. Double decker back in its normal time slot after a couple of years, April 22nd, 23rd. Quite the busy weekend in Oxford. That is also the weekend of Ole Miss, Mississippi State baseball and the Grove Bowl. All that one weekend. So
get your hotel room now.
Yeah, I mean, I just got I was like, can we spread the love a little bit? Like, ooh, that's a weekend. So Grove Bowl double decker, Ole Miss State baseball here in Oxford that weekend. They are announcing the music acts today. I think there's a press conference for that and some other things. So find out more again. Visit OxfordMS.com or DoubleDeckerFestival.com for that information.
Thanks to my good friend Robert for the super chat. He says, you guys have brought it today. Good stuff. Thank you, Robert. As always, good to hear from you. Hopefully Parker has her snow boots and gets to get out and play and is not sulking about lack of boots.
As opposed?
Yeah.
Okay. Dealing with that right now?
No, just it's a reluctant acceptance that...
just is what it is.
Probably should have brought boots.
Okay.
It's one of those things that, you know, when you tell your kid when they go to a school at a place that's going to get snow.
Might want to prepare for that.
Hey, take your boots.
Yeah. Did not take the boots.
No.
The narrator says.
Yeah.
Yeah. She did not take the boots.
She did not take the boots.
If you're trying to get draft picks, Carson wake up really upset this morning. The Thunder going to Dallas and win a game in overtime last night. Was that a problem this morning?
He wasn't happy last night about the situation. when Lou Dort...
It's one to lose. Need to drop that one.
And they did it without Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. When Dort and Kenrich Williams combined to sort of shut down Luka Doncic, I think the message that it sends, when your rookie wins Rookie of the Month again, I think it sends the message, you know what, you just might not be shitty enough.
Yeah. You got a problem. He's good.
Yeah. You've got – so five players play on the court at once, and at least three of yours are good, and that's a problem.
You need one or two tops.
Yeah, he wants either Jabari Smith or Paolo Banchero, and you're gonna have to take some L's to get to those guys. And he's concerned. Yeah, he was not happy.
Winning in Dallas is not the path to that.
Yeah, I heard him upstairs going, "What are we doing?"
Because they're doing well.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Yeah, at one point, I think he said, "Stop scoring."
Last night around the league, Kentucky, fairly competitive game. They beat Vanderbilt 77-70 last night. They're up.
Oh, yeah.
I told you this was a lock. I felt great about this game from a line standpoint. Missouri was getting too many points last night.
I know.
Florida 66-65. They escaped Como, but...
I know.
That felt it. And then Arkansas 99, Georgia 73 in Athens last night.
That was the other free money last night. To Musselman's credit, he's got them playing at a pretty high level. They've won, I don't know, what, seven in a row now or something like that?
I believe that is correct, yes.
You know, they've kind of figured it out. They're a thin roster, but they have figured out ways to score, and they're going to those plays consistently. The first half of that game was kind of nobody played defense, and then in the second half, Arkansas dialed it up a little bit. Georgia's awful. It's remarkable how bad they are. How they beat Alabama is beyond me. Just basketball, I know, but.
Well, Bama lost to Georgia and Missouri.
Yeah.
Barely beat Missouri the second time, frankly.
Yeah.
I mean, just is what it is. Our poll is complete here.
See, my theory was right.
Team to beat other than MSU, A&M 43, LSU 33, Auburn 15, Arkansas 7.
I'm telling you, they got a little spice now.
Will we have some chaos that week?
Well, people are going to ask questions. Lane doesn't duck those questions.
No. It leans into them.
He said what he said.
Said what he said.
He didn't pull punches.
Mm-mm.
It's the thing. Here's why one came across one way and one came across the other way. One coach was telling the truth and one coach was lying.
Yeah.
Lane told the truth. He's right. He didn't sign whatever it was. Was it five high school five stars?
No, it was.
Six of the top 15 players in the country?
The best class ever. Not even like accumulating talent. The best class ever from a ranking standpoint.
Yeah. Out of the clear blue?
Okay.
Again, I told you, I mean, what did Texas end up with? Do you know?
Like the Longhorns?
Yeah, the Horns. And I won't use USC this year because it's new coach and transition and stuff, but they're about to go wild in recruiting.
SC?
Yeah.
Texas is five.
How many five stars did they get? Do you know?
One.
Okay. Texas A&M got how many five stars?
Five.
Come on.
This is per Rivals.
Yeah. I mean, come on, people.
Five stars. A&M, five. Alabama, four. Georgia, five. Ohio State, two. Texas, one. Penn State, one. Michigan, one. Clemson, one. North Carolina, two. LSU, two. Missouri, one. The wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Arizona, one. Florida, one. Iowa, one. That's all I see.
How many ULM?
Six.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. A&M's average ranking was 4.03.
Stop.
Five five-stars, 24 stars, four three-stars.
Mm-hmm.
And that was probably like a punter and kicker. Alabama went four five-stars, 17 four-stars, three three-stars.
I mean, you know, do the math.
29 high school kids. Jesus.
29 high school kids, and you've got Lane Kiffin saying that
they're all good, and that's chasing a ranking.
Of course.
Because you're accumulating as many.
Of course. And you're going to have a really young team
mm-hmm.
in a division where some of the teams are pretty veteran.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, Alabama's got a veteran team. Ole Miss is going to have a kind of a veteran team. Arkansas's got a veteran team. I think Mississippi State does too. I mean, Will Rogers would be a third year as a starter.
Yeah,
I could get a little salty for Texas A&M when you're playing a bunch of kids.
Yeah, there's dudes. Then just quickly, remember Ole Miss returns basketball on Saturday. Frankly, a bit of an experiment because Joyner's out. I guess Crowley's the point guard, and I don't know what's around that.
Yeah, I don't know whether we're having a media thing with Kerman or not, but if Jarkel can't go, and even if Jarkel can go, Jarkel's not really.
He can't give you 30 minutes.
He's not really a point guard.
Yeah. Well, he has no choice.
Yeah.
I mean, it is what it is.
So does this.
I think this takes all that off the table. Not saying it's maybe a topic for tonight, but.
Okay.
Yeah, I there's two ways to look at it, and we'll lay them out and let everybody decide how you want to look at it, because okay. I think both are completely relevant and. I don't know that one even matters more than the other, so you can go either way. Ole Miss at Florida, though, Saturday, 2:30, SEC Network for that one.
That's right.
Facing the Gators. And then Auburn's at Georgia. Good God.
Yeah, it's going to matter whether Auburn can get up.
Must win for A&M against Missouri on Saturday.
Yeah.
Kentucky at Alabama Saturday night. Huge game for
That's
Alabama, as
game.
We mentioned. And then State's at Arkansas at 7:30 on Saturday night.
It's a big spot for State.
Yeah. That's an interesting mid-level game there.
Yeah.
So, anyway. All right, enjoy it, all of the
State's
people on
have
the stream.
A hard time. State, well, they'll be able to get there. Yeah, they'll be fine.
So, enjoyed it. I'll see everybody later on. Hope you have a wonderful day. If you're going to make a run, do it now because it's going to just get worse as the day goes on. And we'll talk to you again very soon.